Chapter 20 of On the Duties of the Clergy, Book the First. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. On the Duties of the Clergy, by St. Ambrose, Book the First, Chapter 20. If we are to preserve our modesty, we must avoid fellowship with profligate men, also the banquets of strangers, and intercourse with women. Our leisure time at home should be spent in pious and virtuous pursuits. Modesty has indeed its rocks, not any that she brings with her, but those, I mean, which she often runs against, as when we associate with profligate men, who, under the form of pleasantry, administer poison to the good. And the latter, if they are very constant in their attendance at banquets and games, and often join in jests, enervate that manly gravity of theirs. Let us then take heed that, in wishing to relax our minds, we do not destroy all harmony, the blending, as it were, of all good works, for habit quickly bends nature in another direction. For this reason, I think that what you wisely do is befitting to the duties of clerics, and especially to those of the priesthood, namely, that ye avoid the banquets of strangers, but so that ye are still hospitable to travellers, and give no occasion for reproach by reason of your great care in the matter. Banquets with strangers engross one's attention, and soon produce a love for feasting. Tales also of the world and its pleasures often creep in. One cannot shut one's eyes, and to forbid them is looked on as a sign of haughtiness. One's glass, too, even against one's will, is filled time after time. It is better, surely, to excuse oneself once for all at one's own home, than often at another's. When one rises sober, at every rate one's presence need not be condemned by the insolence of another. There is no need for the younger clergy to go to the houses of widows or virgins, except for the sake of a definite visit, and in that case only with the elder clergy, that is, with the bishop, or, if the matter be somewhat important, with the priests. Why should we give room to the world to revile? What need is there for those frequent visits to give ground for rumors? What if one of those women should by chance fall? Why shouldst thou undergo the reproach of another's fall? How many even strong men have been led away by their passions? How many are there who have not indeed yielded to sin, but have given ground for suspicion? Why dost thou not spend the time which thou hast free from thy duties in the church in reading? Why dost thou not go back again to see Christ? Why dost thou not address him and hear his voice? We address him when we pray. We hear him when we read the sacred oracles of God. What have we to do with strange houses? There is one house which holds all. They who need us can come to us. What have we to do with tales and fables? An office to minister at the altar of Christ is what we have received. No duty to make ourselves agreeable to men has been laid upon us. We ought to be humble, gentle, mild, serious, patient. We must keep the mean in all things, so that a calm countenance and quiet speech may show that there is no vice in our lives. End of chapter 20, book the first.